months receiving treatment for a serious infection. He's best known for the Christmas hit Fairy Tale of New York. Former editor of Mojo magazine Matt Snow says that's appropriate.
He was a great believer in folk songs, that is to say, songs sung by folks, sung by people. You know, what greater testament can there be to a singer, a performer, a writer like Shane that his song has become an absolute classic?
His wife's called him the love of her life. Gordon Brown's paying tribute to his former Chancellor, Alistair Darling, who's died at the age of 70.
In times of crisis, Alistair was the person you would want in the room because he was calm, he was considered, he had great wisdom, he had a strong sense of what was right and wrong, he had great integrity, he was a person you could rely and depend upon.
He was in charge of the Treasury during the financial crisis of 2008. The Prime Minister's remembered him as a dedicated public servant who served this country through challenging times. A mother's been found guilty, along with her partner, of murdering her 18-month-old son. Alfie Phillips died after a night of beating at his home in Kent in 2020, where he suffered 70 injuries. There's some good news for long-suffering rail commuters. RMT members have agreed a pay deal to end their row with train operators, although drivers with Aslef are staging fresh industrial action from tomorrow. Singer Jamie Lynn Spears says she'll be spending time with her family after quitting I'm a Celebrity. Britney's sister left the show on medical grounds, becoming the second person to do so this week. And eating a banana for dinner could be the key to getting a good night's kip. The sleep charity says the fruit can help you drift off due to their high levels of magnesium and potassium. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
Thanks, Anna.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this evening and the start of tonight will then have a dry and largely clear times. Yes, we're ahead for us, but towards dawn, some patchy cloud and a slight chance of the odd showers, with highs here now in Essex of 3 and overnight lows of -3.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a little story with that, because, you know, like, I do love looking at the details of things. Well, when he was on tour, I can't remember, was it 2016 or 2017? I can't even remember. And it seems like yesterday, though. He had a little kind of badge on his guitar strap, and it read TPWK. Now, it might give you a clue with the song. So even if you was aware of the song, if you do listen to the chorus, it's actually called Treat People With Kindness. So it was really good. So when all the last the listings were leaked out for all these albums and everything, for the album, singles on the album, I should say, I'm getting excited because I'm going back to the day when it was released. Yeah, I see fans, we were all excited to see that he'd written the song to go with the actual slogan. All so well thought through. But now, actually, there's another birthday today. There's loads of famous birthdays going on. And if it's your birthday, I hope you are going to have a brilliant one this evening, or still enjoying yourself today, no matter what you're doing. I hope you're wrapped up warm, though, that's for sure. But it's June Pointer. Now, I think she was my favourite one. I think she was the one that had the really low voice. And she's singer of the Pointer Sisters. But do you know how many Grammy Awards that the Pointer Sisters won? I'll tell you after I play Automatic.
My lips is a stream of absurdity.
Pointer Sisters with Automatic. Now, they had 10 nominations for Grammys, but they actually won 3. That's huge. Right, we're going back to the 90s now. Do you remember Zoe? Sunshine on a Rainy Day. Was actually released twice, 1990, but and it got to number 53 then, but then came back on 1991 Yeah, less than a year later, to be fair. And it peaked at number 4. That was her highest ever charting. And she actually had another one, Sunshine. And then she went to Lightning as well. So she must have been into the weather. But a brilliant voice, Zoe, there, to be fair. Now, do you collect your ticket stubs? I wish I'd have kept mine, to be fair. Because there's a fella. Right, now, during Christie's Rock and Roll auction held at the Rockefeller Plaza in New York on this day in 2007, so not that long ago, there was a collection of 276 little ticket stubs, and it was all collected by a rock journalist. All right, he's got more chance of having more than us, to be fair. But he went to loads of rock concerts throughout, like, the 60s right up to the now, and he ended up selling all his tickets, that included, like, Jimi Hendrix, The Stones, Beach Boys, Pink Floyd and Fleetwood Mac as well. It went for over £2,000. So what I'm saying is, keep hold of those tickets. He also actually had a ticket stub, plenty of them apparently, for this guy.
Make you love me. rocking side to side. I'm focused in on a moment. All the lights are diamonds in the sky. Yeah, and I finally saved myself. Like you saved me down. Took time. Time to save myself. Cause
City. Charlie XCX, that was, and Sam Smith. It's a brilliant duo, and that was just added to our A-list here on Phoenix FM. And if you want to have a look at our A-list, you can go to phoenixfm.com, and then you can't miss it. It's got music on it. On the scroll down bar, you've got the A-list. And if you want to request any of those, you know what to do. radio@phoenixfm.com. Now, coming up in a second, we do have the travel. We've got some updates for you. Something's going on the M25 at the moment. Would be in this weather, to be fair. It's very, very dark out. But then we are coming back with a brilliant track. It's Pretty in Pink by the Psychedelic Furs. Now, it was, what was his name? It was John Hughes, wasn't it? Who had the movie of the same name. But do you know what the year was as well? That's going to be coming up after the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
If you're heading into London and going anywhere near Tower Bridge, it's due to open at 5:45, 6:30 and 9:45 and 10:30 as well tonight. So be careful to expect delays. M25 anti-clockwise. Now, delays coming right into Essex from, obviously, Kent in the Dartford tunnels. The left-hand tunnel lane is closed. It's due to a breakdown. So the delays are all the way back past Junction 2 already. Braintree, 131 southbound, slow traffic approaching Marks Farm roundabout due to problems on the A120. A12 northbound, slow traffic between Junction 15 and Junction 19. A12 southbound, slow traffic between Junction 28, that's Colchester Football Stadium, and Junction 25, that's Marks Tay in the roadworks. Canvey Island, slow traffic on Canvey Way and southbound between Saddlers Farm Interchange. Interchange and Somners Avenue, and in Rayleigh, slow traffic on Webster's Way. That's between the High Street and Eastwood. Now, traffic is heavier than normal due to the Rayleigh Christmas lights switch on this evening, which has now closed the High Street. So be aware, it's going to get trickier to approach there as the time goes on. Now, in Halstead as well, slow traffic on the A131 Halstead High Street in both directions. In Chelmsford, we've got slow traffic on Chelmer Valley Road between Valley Bridge and the Rectory Lane, and slow traffic on Springfield Road between Victoria Road and Highbridge Road. And in Colchester, we've got slow moving traffic on Lexton Road between Cymbeline Way and Balcourne Hill. Now, A127 eastbound Prince Avenue, slow moving traffic between the Studer Way and Cuckoo Corner. And obviously that's around Southend. Rail again is looking good for us. But let's head over to the tubes now. In the minor delays on the central line between Leytonstone and Epping, and between Leytonstone and Hainault, and between White City and Ealing Broadway, and between, this is the last one, White City and West Ruislip. It's all due to a shortage of trains. And now the underground station is still closed on Northern Line at Kentish Town, and trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly Line westbound, that is, at South Ealing. Now, there'll be more updates from me in an hour. Remember, we've still got the 4 at 3:30, where 4:30, where I'll be playing you four tracks, all with the title Living In. Remember, you've still got time. I can lock yours in if you want. radio@phoenixfm.com.
Was
actually John Ashton's birthday as well. How's that? Yeah, from the Psychedelic Furs, born this day in 1957. And the year of the film was, with the name of the same title of the song, Pretty in Pink, was, I can hear you shouting at me, yeah, it's 1986. Brilliant one, that one. Oh, do you know what? I can't remember last time I watched that. I might put that on my Christmas list. I know it's not a Christmas song, but there we go. Right, now, it is time for our 4 at 4:30. First time I've said that right today. Well, I'm going to be playing 4 tracks, all from, yeah, majority from different decades as well. One right up to the nowies as well. Now, they've all got the song title Living in Them. Now, first of all, I'm going to go back, all the way back, actually, to the 80s. With Living in the Box, even.
You're listening to Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
Of paper conversation. I'm afraid that's all we've got. You say you just don't see it. You said it's perfect sense. You just can't get agreement in this present tense. We all talk a different language, talking in defense.
Say it loud. Say it clear.
Oh, say it clear.
You can listen
as well as you hear.
It's too late.
It's too late.
When we die.
Oh, when we die.
To admit
we don't see eye to eye. So we open up a quarrel between the present and the past. We only sacrifice the future.
He's got such a brilliant voice, hasn't he? Paul Carrack, The Living Years. And of course, he was with Mike and the Mechanics. I think he left in the early 2000s, but I know he's still gigging around now as a solo artist. So we've got two more things left with the word living in them. Are any of them your favourites?
You spoken for weeks and so much has changed. I've been feeling to pieces, but I still can't find my place. You thought you knew me well, but there's one thing I didn't tell you.
Thanks for your request on that one. Yeah, we've had Living in a Box, Paul Carrick, The Living Years, 1975, It's Not Living If It's Not With You, and Sigala, David Guetta, and Sam Ryder. Yeah, three for the price of one there, Living Without You. We've still got, actually, coming up, our single of the week before the end of the hour. It's from Amber T, alt pop, absolutely loving it. It's called Sugar and Spice, but I'll be telling you more about that in a minute.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see your favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710459. Install, charge with EV Charging Systems.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
When will I be famous? Oh.
Ask When Will I Be Famous. Now, that is our own guru, Michelle Spencer's. It's one of her favourite songs. Yeah, I've not mentioned her today because, unfortunately, well, not unfortunately for her, she's had some family stuff and spending family time, so she can't be here today, but she will be back next week. We've got exciting stuff as well leading up to Christmas coming up with Michelle, so she will be back. And if you do miss her, you can always go back and have a look. PhoenixFM.com. Go to Joe Bailey or to Drive, and you will find all Michelle's previous, well, I've put them down as episodes for you, as you know. I've put them down as episodes. So if you're feeling a little bit stressed, look at one of the, I think it was 2 weeks ago now, she had one with Marla Beads. That was really good. Nice and simple exercises for us all. Now is the time where I'm going to play you the track of the week. And I'm going to be playing this probably next week as well, a lot more as well. This is from Amber T. Now, if you've not heard of her, she's kind of alt-pop, but she's a singer-songwriter. And she released like 11 tracks. And she's done so much. I mean, she's definitely done her dues as well, really, because she's been open micing, I didn't know how to say that really, open micing I say, at the tender age at just 8. I think I was in my 20s when I was doing that, so that's amazing to do that at 8. But this new release is really, really super. That's produced by Michael Smith, and she's got a huge range as well. And even Elton John said of her that she's a brilliant singer-songwriter. I really like her indie-ish vibe and the pop bit on there. Kind of rockier, this one as well. But this is her latest track, and it's the Drive track of the week. And it's Amber T with Sugar and Spice.
Well,
Yeah, that was Amber T, Sugar and Spice. That's the latest track from her, and it's the Drive track of the week. Now, if you want to go check her out, obviously you're going to want to, but not at the moment. It's AmberTMusic.com. So Amber, A-M-B-E-R, just the letter T, music.com, and they'll have all the links to everything about her. So yeah, and I'll keep you updated as well when she'll be touring, which should be soon. Now, the other day, you know, I like to share stuff with you. Like, I went through a puddle and nearby, it was so big, the puddle. When I went over it, I couldn't believe it. And it looked quite little. It wasn't even dark out, I wouldn't mind. But it was as big as the one, I don't know if you watched it, but Vicar of Dimley? Oh, what was it? Vicar of Dibley, wasn't it? Stepped into. Yeah, so I thought I'd look up to find out what else has been going on and if there's been other people that have been complaining about more. But apparently drivers are being warned to avoid puddles that couldn't be hiding dangerous potholes. Well, I know because I've been through some. Now, it's been a record month, apparently, of breakdown incidents, like a really popular breakdown recovery, because there are many services, gave out the advice following, you ready this, 52,541 call-outs just in October for vehicles damaged by potholes. So there's been basically a 12% increase in damage. That's amazing. Anyway, come back in the next hour. We've got some brilliant music for you.
On the hour, across Broadwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.